Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned on. Tell me right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Okay, it's a gloomy day here in Queens in New York City. I don't know if it's going to rain or not, but it's very cloudy. It's not as hot, but we got a hot topic. As a matter of fact, I have a feeling that somebody said, can I have a pony? Catherine is a 15-year-old student at the Mary Lewis Academy in Jamaica, New York, and she's been training, competing with her horse, Messina. And we're going to have her talk about this whole thing. Well, hello, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Did you once ask for a pony?
Honestly, I never, because my family has never had the financial means, but I've always been into horses.
Oh, okay. So tell me how that came about with the horses and horseback riding.
So when I was around 8 years old, my family was going on a trip to Hawaii, and my mom wanted to take me horseback riding, and like, she wanted me to know how to be able to ride a horse before, you know, I'm riding through Hawaii, and it's like, I don't know how to ride a horse. So I took a few lessons at School of Horsemanship, and then I ended up at Blue Ribbon Farm because I just loved it so much.
And then, how did this come to be with getting your own horse?
So through Dressage for Kids, my trainer, Alice Peterson, is actually affiliated with them. She's on the board, and so is her sister, Marie Banks. And I had the opportunity of riding, like, a few of the D4K horses without leasing them from the owners at the barn where I'm at now. So then Lendon was contacted, and the ARC at JFK once Sue passed away, they wanted someone, a junior, to be able to show Messina and to be able to work with Messina and just love Messina. And I was the chosen one after writing a letter.
So that's how you got the horse. And can you just tell us, like you mentioned, the ARC. What is the ARC?
The ARC at JFK is a quarantine facility at JFK. They do all types of quarantine services for any animals. They do import, export, all of that kind of stuff.
What do you mean for animals that are people that are want to take their animals to where they're going?
Sorry, what was the question? I can't really hear you.
Is this like for people... who, in other words, that they want, they have, let's say, a horse, and they want to have it transported to wherever they're flying to?
Yeah, so what they kind of do is they take care of the before flight and post flight services. So they kind of like take care of the horse for quarantine, because any animal basically needs to go through quarantine. And for like pre-flights, they do the services of like grooming, making sure the horse is safe to go on the plane, and after flight, making sure that the horse isn't sick or anything like that, or any animal, and the vaccination for going to different countries.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, is what kind of animals are there? I think I lost it. Well, I think this is... I guess this is what happens when you're on cell phone, because that's what it looks like. It's a cell phone number. Well, hopefully she should call back. All right, let's try again. Hi.
So I'm
what
sorry.
Happened?
I don't know. I just kind of looked at it. I was like, oh, call ended. I was like, what happened?
Okay, so what I was asking was, like, what other animals do you see there at the Ark?
I've actually seen some interesting animals. Like, they take goats, dogs, cats, obviously, horses. What else have they had? I've seen parrots, sloths. They have some pretty interesting animals going through.
What was the, like, not the weirdest, the oddest one that you've seen? Any uncommon
ones?
Anybody want, like, to ship their alpaca or anything like that?
I think the sloth was the weirdest one.
The sloth, okay. I'll have to go visit the Ark. I think they're setting it up for me to visit. So let's get back to this. So now you have Messina, and what are you doing? Are you in any competitions? What is it that you're doing with her?
So I've been competing her, and this past weekend we had a horse show, and it went really great. And we actually got our highest score yet. And she was the best in the ring that she's ever been. And we're actually going to the Region 8 Championships in September.
Well,
and then
where was
we
the
were,
horse show? Where was the
horse
show?
The horse show this past weekend in Huntington.
Okay. And where are you going to the next one?
In Saugerties, New York.
Which is out on the island, right?
No, it's upstate.
Oh, upstate. Okay. So when you're doing the competition, you have a trainer?
Yes.
And who's the trainer?
My trainer is Alice Peterson.
Okay. Did they give her to you, or did you have to search for one?
For Messina, they just kind of gave her to me and provided, like, all these opportunities that I would have never thought I would have, because my family has never had the means to, like, own a horse or anything like that for me, because it's just not in our budget. And we actually got accepted into the winter intensive program in Florida to train with London Gray for 3 months. And I never thought I would have that opportunity at all.
Wow. What do you like best about it?
About riding horses?
Yeah.
I just love having that bond with a horse, and on the horse, off the horse. I just love having that relationship and being able to, like, every horse I've ridden has taught me something different, because they're all different. But you learn so much even just from riding once.
Really? I mean, do you, Do you learn anything outside of like the horse itself? Things about, what have you like, you know, learned about in terms of where you've gone to, the environments or anything like that? Obviously, you can't get that by going to school. It has to be by experience.
Yeah. No, I'm actually a working student at Blue Ribbon Farm, and I've learned so much from the vets and the farriers. And then for the Youth Dressage Festival run by Lyndon Gray, I've learned so much from reading those books and just from being at that horse show, because there's so many different people and trainers, and then clinicking with all these professionals like Lyndon Gray and Robert Dover, you just
mm-hmm.
learn so much.
Are you ready to write a book yet?
No.
Okay. I guess we'll start with an article, huh? So, and you're going, so in a couple of days, you're going to be going back to school. What year are you in at Mary Lewis?
I'm going to be a junior.
Oh, okay. You have any, just curious, any particular subjects that you like?
I actually really like Latin.
Latin?
Yeah.
Oh, why, that's interesting that, you know, that a language, why that language in particular?
I don't know. My middle school, that was the only language they offered. And I took it for 3 years. So, and like, I just love my teacher and I loved learning all the derivatives. And then I just continued with it in high school, and I'm actually the only student in AP Latin this year.
Oh. do you have your courses set up for this year?
Yes.
What you're taking? Are you taking a political course by any chance?
No.
Okay. I have a very, very close friend who's a teacher there. That's how it's gone.
Really?
Yes. So I just wanted to say she teaches, I think, history and politics. Her name is Mrs. Pierce. Just
oh, okay.
In case
yeah, some of my friends had her last year.
Oh, okay. Okay, so to get back to this, when you start school, do you have to stop doing what you're doing in terms of riding, competing?
No, I'm actually going up to the regional championships, even though it's during the school week. And then during the school year, I try riding Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then whatever days off I have, and I try being out here as much as possible to have the opportunity to ride and just be with Messina. Sometimes it doesn't always work out, but I mean, we make an effort to try to make it work.
Oh, okay. So you don't live near where Mary Lewis Academy is, do you?
No, I actually live in Middle Village during the school year, and then in the summer I live in Riverhead, New York.
Oh, okay. You're in Middle Village, huh? You're just like a stone's throw away from where I live. I'm here in Woodhaven. In terms of like future, what do you have? Do you have your eyes on something that you like? You know, that you see yourself in the future. You know. And somebody says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then, you know.
Honestly, I have no idea. Everybody asks me that, and I'm like, I'm only 16, so I don't know. But I know I want to do something with horses. And at the program I'm going to in Florida, Lyndon has all these discussions, and then, like, lectures on sports psychology and like nutrition. So I hope that I'll be able to try and figure it out there what I want to do from learning from everyone. So.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's, I know we they it, that's always done. Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know why they ask, especially when people in college. What do you want to do when you get out of college? And you know, people, how would they know? They've been spending the entire years in school. You know, okay. But well, I'm really glad that you know gotten what you were looking to do. That, you know, to your passion, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything you want to add and tell us about?
I don't really think so. I just want to say that, like, I'm so grateful for the ARC because, honestly, I have no idea where I'd be. I don't know which horse I'd be riding. I don't know if I'd would have competed. Sorry, that's one of the dogs. I don't know if I would have competed as much as I have in the past 2 years. I don't know where I'd be.
Mm. Okay.
And without
well,
them,
it's great that you can get the opportunity at this age. You know,
yeah.
Before you get out of high school and you know, and then say, well, now it's time to go to college. All right.
Yeah. No, I'm really grateful that like the timing worked out.
Yeah. And what is something that says dressage for kids?
Dressage for kids.
Oh, dressage. Okay. What is? You notice I didn't look up the word dressage. What is it, by the way?
It is this organization run by London Gray. A bunch of the board members have helped out. The owners at Blue Ribbon are on the board. And they create so many opportunities for dressage athletes all around the country. They have team clinics, the Winter Intensive Program, the Youth Dressage Festivals, and it's all over the country. And they've even supported riders going to Europe to compete.
Oh.
And they offer scholarships to riders, too.
Well, that's great. It's like something that I'm just curious, in terms of this whole thing, is there one particular gender over the other that's you know, doing this?
Well, it's mainly female. I have seen males compete and ride, but it doesn't really seem. A while ago, it just seemed like there were no males really riding, just like one or two that I've seen. And then now I feel like they're kind of making a comeback a little bit. Like, I feel like it's starting to become a little bit more equal rather than like 200 girls competing and like two boys. It's more like 200 girls and like, I'd say 20 boys were at the last horse show.
Yeah, but I guess it's not, you wouldn't call it any kind of competition that really makes a difference with the gender, you're not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and no one has to beat somebody up either. Or hit a ball. okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with all of this.
Thank you so much.
And I know I'll have to get out to the ARC and finish this up, and we'll get an article done on you in the newspaper. How's that?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for all your time. And enjoy your weekend.
Yes, and enjoy your first school day when you get back.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Catherine, and thank your mother for me. I know she's probably around there listening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Well, let's see. I think it's time for a commercial. That's what it is.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com, and I have some first of all, I have to tell you about that they have these wonderful soft batch cookies, of which my favorite is the chocolate mint, much better than the Girl Scout ilk. But I also have just gotten some news that the new cinnamon cocoa brownie has come out. And I'll read what it says. It says that the cinnamon cocoa brownie mixes imported Vietnamese cinnamon in the batter for a sweet aromatic flavor. Then a blend of cacao, berry extra brut cocoa powder, real butter, and fresh chopped Arizona Green Valley pecans creates the finishing touches for the crumble and is sprinkled on the top. The result is sweet, smoky, fudgy, chocolatey brownie perfection. The new cinnamon cocoa brownie will be included in the company's main group of 12 full-size and snack-size brownie gifts, combination gifts, as well as sold individually and in bulk. Fairy Tale Brownies will retire its coconut brownies. Okay, yes, I had one. I tasted one. Oh, my goodness gracious. Actually, I'm going to be talking about, I went to this coffee place in Queens, and there's a company called Toby's Estates. That's the coffee. They have the company is actually in Brooklyn, and what they've done is that they take, you know, cocoa beans and they do the grinding, and what they're noted for is their cold brew, which we're going to have a later discussion about. And so this went perfect with a mug of their coffee, and I had the coffee, or I had it without sugar, because there was, you know, enough sugar in the brownie. I think I'm drooling. I'm not sure. Because that's one of the things I'm going to have after I get off. Okay. The other thing I want to comment about, the New York Sharks are now in Birmingham, England. And they had won the WFA National Championship, couple of weeks ago, and now they're in England, and they are playing a team in England, and I think in there's going to be a team from Helsinki, and I forgot the other. But this is, let's see, it's 1:25 p.m. In about an hour, the game starts, the first game starts, and they're competing for a trophy. This is a first, actually, because we've had international games with the women's tackle football, but they've always been like Team USA kind of thing going, where the team was made up of various players from various teams. But this time, this is the first that we're actually having one team doing this. And well, I'm looking forward to it. It's, as I said, it's going to start in about an hour, and it'll be streaming, I guess, on YouTube. But I'll get that probably up on my Facebook, etc. In the meantime, so I am going to the rubber chickens. Where are they? Oh, I think, I don't know. Sometimes I think that they sleep better than I do. Yeah? And how about, okay, that was Esther, and the other was Eunice. And they just wanted to say hello. But now I'm going to say goodbye. And so have a great day, evening, or wherever you are that you're going to be listening to this.